So, I went out this morning, because I realized I was out of toilet paper. I know. You know, it's like, it's one of those things, isn't it, that you never realize until it's too late. You know, and then you're like, oh dear, I'm out of toilet paper. So I go to the store, and it's cleared out. It's all gone. What the fuck? You know, it's like the government makes an announcement that we could go into a lockdown, and all these fucking morons go out and buy up all the fucking toilet paper. And I told the guy at the shop, the manager at the shop where I went to, I said, you know, these people should all be dragged out in the street and beaten with large fucking sticks and socks full of billiard balls. And he just looked at me. Like he didn't agree. Like I was the crazy one. So yeah, it's all just fucking insane. Sorry, I'm getting a cold. It's all insane. The fucking world is going to hell, isn't it? I mean, there's nothing we can do. Nothing we can do is except for fucking just bow down to our new overlords. You know? And if we're going to bow down, I would at least like to have toilet paper. That's my one request. If I'm going to have to bow down to my new overlords. And, you know, all this fucking shit. I mean, in the UK. I mean, I'm UK-based, so my problems are UK-specific. And, you know, and now apparently, so you can rat out on your neighbor, they're encouraging you to be a fucking rat. You know what I mean? They're encouraging you to be a fucking rat. I mean, where I'm from, the worst thing in the world you can be is a fucking rat. We never ratted on anyone. That was the one fucking rule. And if you did rat on someone, no, oh, I'm not even going to tell you what happened. It wasn't good. You know what I mean? We would hunt them down. And I'm just going to leave it at that. But yeah, you can rat on people, you know, and what the fuck? It's just insane. You know, I was reading in the news today, and I was reading this too, a young woman in, I'm going to do some news things. Oh, first of all, welcome to another episode of Getting to Know the Dead. I thought I would squeeze this one in because I'm getting ill, and I'm pretty run down. So I'm getting pretty manic, pretty crazy, and so I thought I would get it in now before I get ill. It's a bit of everything, bit of flu, bit of, I don't know. I don't want to get into the details, but let's just say I needed toilet paper and it wasn't available. So I put plastic on the couch. But, welcome to another episode of Getting to Know the Dead. And I know a few people have joined, which is good. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. Please introduce yourselves into the, in the comment section and say hi. And this is where you can state your problems and you have questions about Patreon and how to figure it out and how to view content and stuff. There will be people who are going to help you. And I usually say hi to everybody. People, you know, PM me and stuff. But I've been trying to cut back a little bit on going on to the private message thing, trying to distance myself because I've been a bit unwell. So I'm trying to get a little better. I think everybody's sort of slipping into a sort of a state of unwellness with all this stuff going on, aren't they? You know, I mean, some of the messages I've been getting from some patrons, it suddenly will turn on me. I just think people are maybe they're just losing it. They're getting a little fucking nutty. So I'm trying to do that. It's too late for me to be mysterious now because everybody knows about me. So. But yeah, so I'm trying to sort of get my health back a bit, which means a little less messaging people. So don't be offended. But yeah, say hi, and welcome to everybody. And like I said, this is Getting to Know the Dead. This is the weekly podcast. Now I was reading in the paper today about a young woman in France, in Strasbourg, France, 22 years old, good-looking girl, blonde, one of my favorites. Who are we kidding? I love all women. Doesn't matter. Black, white, whatever. I love them. And she was punched in the face. She's wearing a short skirt. And while she was walking home, the 22-year-old girl, she was grabbed by three men who pinned her to the ground while two men held her arms. Yeah, tough guys, eh? I wonder what sort of men these are. Does anybody know? Three guesses? Anyways, two guys held down her arms and they told her she was a white piece of trash. And the one guy punched her in the face over and over again. And then they got up and they just walked away. And of course, people just watched, because gone are the days where you could beat the shit out of these people. And so she was brutally beaten, called white trash and everything, that she shouldn't be wearing the white skirt. And the French government, they made an announcement that everybody should be able to wear what they want to wear without the fear of being brutalized, especially women. And, you know, my grandmother used to have an old expression, saying it don't make it so. And, it's just a case. And like I said, I'm not going to get into and cast any aspersions here on religions. But the chickens have come home to roost. And it's just going to get fucking worse. The chickens have come home to roost. And if it were for me, I think that we should go out there. We should all get some baseball bats, some socks full of pool cues, and go out and we find people like this, and then we hold them down, and then we batter their fucking faces. Because in my experience, I have never met anybody of this aspersion of people that are brave, that are fighters. They're always cowards. Never. Never on a one-on-one fight. When there's fucking 10 of them, yeah, they're tough guys, but never one-to-one. And they're really especially tough guys when it comes to women. And judge any society or religion by the way they treat their women. That's all I'm going to say on it. That's all I'm going to say on it. Judge any religion on how they treat their women. The women that gave birth to us and made us. That's all I'm going to say on it. You can take from that what it's worth, but obviously, don't wear, even though the government says you can, don't wear a fucking short skirt in France. So, it's getting bad, you know. They've locked down all the fucking schools now here. They're starting to lock down all the schools here where the students have just started, and now they're locking down the schools, and they're saying to people, you know, if you want your kids to come, it's almost like they're holding us hostage. The government is saying, if you want your kids to come home for Christmas, then you got to follow the rules. Otherwise, you're going to lock in all these kids. But I noticed that they were smart enough to lock the kids in once they'd taken their money and once they're paying these very exorbitant fees to rent their accommodations. They didn't fucking lock them out and say, you can't come to school. No, they got them in there, took their money, and then hold them hostage. So they were fucking smart enough to do that. Don't ever think that the government isn't fucking smart enough to fucking know what they're doing. You know what I mean? Don't ever fucking... It's like when they fucking say to you, we're going to give you this, or we're going to help you with this, or we're going to help payouts and do all those things. Just go click on it and find out how they're helping you. And then you find out they make you jump through so many fucking hoops that you're better off fucking going through the forest looking for mushrooms and cooking up mushroom stir fries, because there's no way the government is going to fucking help you. They're good at taking, but they certainly aren't good at giving back. I'll tell you that much. But I'll tell you what, it gets fucking worse. At least I don't live in Cali, in California. I moved here from California. And I'm fucking glad I don't, because holy fuck, man. Because California's always been a liberal, progressively liberal. And I don't want to make this about politics, because everybody knows that bug is not a political entity. I'm just a smart ass and hate everyone equally. But fuck, I mean, they're fucking crazy. I got a few friends there still, and they're saying, you know, they're afraid to fucking go out at night because, you know, the homeless people are fucking ruling now. Apparently you can't even chase homeless people away. Someone said there's a fucking, one of these girls that I know, she said that there's a big van outside of a place full of homeless guys, and, you know, every time she goes out to walk her dog, I mean, she's terrified, and that fucking cat caller and stuff like that. What's the world coming to when a homeless person thinks he can get laid, when you're getting cat called by a homeless person? It's like, dude, you're homeless, pull it the fucking together. It's hard enough to get a woman even when you got money. What's your game and approach when you're fucking homeless? Hey, you want I can't even think of something to say because it's just like, you're homeless. Just give up. Don't try to get fucking laid. Give up. And she says, you know, she says she can't even fucking go out. And she says to phone the cop and they won't even do anything anymore. And this is California, you know. And and once the fucking liberals get in, it's a holy fuck. And I'm talking about California because I don't want to make this a political thing, you know. But it's going to get fucking bad because California's always been bad. California's always been a very soy, tofu-based fucking place. I mean, even when because I moved to California from New York. And a big difference for me. You know, big fucking difference. You know, like, you know, in New York, you go in and you order a sandwich and you say, well, I'll have some, you know, pastrami. Can I get some fresh dill? Can I get this? And they'll say, well, sorry, we're just out of dill. And you can go like, what the fuck, man? Fuck that shit. You fucking out of dill. What the fuck? And they'll say, yes, sorry, sir. You do that in fucking California. Sir, we're going to have to ask you to leave, please. We're calling the police at this moment. Please leave. Please. You've threatened our staff. Totally different vibe, and I'm like, holy fuck, man. You know, you can get arrested for something like that in Cali, so they've all a different vibe altogether. So fuck, it can get fucking worse. I'm thinking, I'm, you know, I'm London based, but holy fuck, in California, you know, especially with the fucking with the new governor. Oh fuck, man, that's all I'm gonna say on it. Fuck, scary fucking place where homeless and, you know, fucking transgenders are fucking ruling the place. There's going to be gangs of transgenders roaming the streets. Imagine that. I mean, fucking like The Walking Dead, but of transgender. The only good thing is though, like, they're not very tough. Like, they'll come up and they'll come up to you. And then as soon as you just get the fuck out of here.
Ah! You hit me.
It's like you'll be able to fucking, you know, probably one guy could take on 100 of them. It's just like, fuck. And I heard, don't ask me how I fucking heard this, I heard that fucking Meghan and Prince Harry are doing a reality show for Netflix. That fucking bitch is complaining that she wants her privacy. Now she's doing a fucking reality show. Who the fuck would want to watch that bullshit? A failed actress and some pussy-ass ginger prince, you know, who's fucking going bald like his fucking dad and he's got a potato head now, fucking just bitching about life and how we should all live healthy and, you know, it's so fucking easy to say, isn't it, when you're fucking worth millions to live healthy. You know, I'll tell you what, you're fucking poor, you gotta eat poor, you know what I mean? And it's just, I find it so condescending. You know, anybody, and we should all drive electric cars. Are you fucking joking me? Are you fucking kidding me? Fuck. I can hardly afford to take the fucking train, much less an electric car. But it's so easy to preach, isn't it, when you got fucking gates and you got a swimming pool and you're living in paradise. And that's what Cali is to me now. That's what California, no go. I wouldn't go back to there. It's an ass fucker's paradise, as my great grandmother used to say. She's very poetic. She knew how to turn a phrase. But yeah, it is. An ass fucker's paradise, as far as I'm concerned, with soy boys and stuff. Because I saw a whole bunch of them being fucking interviewed. And every one of those guys were like,
well, yeah, I mean, it's just, we have to do it because the government are saying it's safe. And I think to myself, how do you get laid, dude? I mean, how do you get laid talking like that? You know, I'm gonna put my penis in your vagina and I'm gonna make you come, and then I want you to roll over and then I'm gonna make love to you doggy style. Like, how do you get fucking laid talking like that, dude? With a voice that fucking high, you know what I mean?
Like, you know, like, it's believable when you say spread your legs. I'm gonna make you fucking come. Then I'm gonna come in your fucking face and you're gonna like it. But it's less believable when you say,
lay down. I'm, oh, wait a second. I got a cramp.
You know what I mean? It's just, but, and that's what the, I know I'm on a tangent here. I'm on a fucking tangent because there was no toilet paper this morning. I mean, how am I supposed to function without toilet paper?
You know, my buddy, Midnight City, one of our patrons, good friend of mine, he told me that I should tell people that I'm just a character and maybe that will cut down. That will cut down on all the hate. If I tell people that I'm just a character. And you know what? Because, you know, people know that I'm getting a lot of trolls. They fucking know that. I'm getting a lot of fucking trolls and a lot of hate. And strikes are plenty. I got a strike, and I've got, like, about five of my thumbnails removed. And, you know, people are going to hate because that's what they do. And you trying to get back on your back foot and try to defend yourself or try to you know what I mean? Try to justify what you do to they're going to fucking hate you anyways. And it's funny because I was just, I was just looking on the internet and, because I have this thing about how I can tag things so if my work will show up, because Google hides my work. So I will type it in to see if any of it's showing, you know, any of my joints or anything. And it never shows. And I always try to get around the system of how. So now in my tags, I don't put debug. I don't put things like that because I want it to come up. Anyways, I typed in debug and some guy came up and he was on. And I didn't even read it because I got really upset. But he was on... Was it Reddit? And I fucking hate Reddit because Reddit is a fucking troll's paradise. And he was on this fucking rant about me. Like just going on how I'm the worst thing ever. His voice is fucking fake. And it's like, so I say to myself, are you for fucking real? That's what I think. I think to myself, and then you look at this guy and he's been on Reddit for like 7 years. And he's got like karma points. I don't know how Reddit works. Something about karma points is something. Like he's got 10,000 karma points, which I guess makes him the king of Reddit or something. And I followed some of his other. I didn't read what he wrote about me, but I followed some of his. I'm not on Reddit, but I followed some of his of what he's been saying on the boards and stuff like that. And the guy is just like a fucking loser. He just goes around and fucking casts shade on anything, you know, like you know. Anything, like, you know, if someone will say Princess Di was a wonderful person, he'll go, yeah, right, she was a fucking slut, she was fucking a Muslim guy, you know, he's just anything, you know, oh, no, the Pope, I love the Pope because he gives me security, ah, the Pope's a fucking pedophile, he's just one of those people that, you know, like, you know, I like milk, ah, milk's fucking bad for you, it'll give you cancer. Like, he's just a negative person, and you think, wow, this guy, could you imagine knowing this guy? He just sits in his fucking, he's probably got one of those big, really fucking expensive, he's your typical of what you think those people would look like. You know, he's got the fucking chin, neck beard, and he's big, comfortable fucking computer chair, because he never gets out of it. He's got a bowl of chip dip with the guacamole sauce, and he's got a, you know, he probably drinks Coke Zero, and he just sits there, and he fucking just put shit into everybody's life. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, if you know that I'm a character, if you know my voice is fake, why don't you just fucking move on? You know what I mean? Just fucking move on, you know? Do you watch a movie where Matt Damon is pretending to be English and you fucking write Paramount and say, ah, fuck, I hate you, Matt Damon, with that fucking fag, his voice is fucking... It's just these people, the negativity. So, yeah, so I disagree. I mean, I don't need to make it an explanation to people that I'm joking. I could say, yes, I'm a comedy writer and a director, and I create comedy as well as drama, and this is a hybrid, and don't take it too seriously. But it's not going to make a difference, is it? I mean, it isn't going to make a difference about anything. Hey, everybody, Rob Dyke has just tweeted, or Rob Gavagon. Justin and his band have released a new music video. If anybody don't know Justin's that tranny friend of his who always dressed like a girl. He's Rob Dyke's bitch. When Rob Dyke was always there begging for money, the Justin guy will be this little bitch in the background. You know, just sitting there dressed, sometimes dressed as a woman. I think Rob is a little, woohoo. You know what I mean? I don't want to cast aspersion. Because it don't matter to me. As anybody knows, it don't matter if you're, you're woohoo. You know, it don't matter if you're woohoo. But yeah, so he says Justin and his band have released a new music video, and it's insane to see how far they've come in such a short time. This isn't growth. This is crazy. So he says this isn't typical growth. It's crazy. So he's getting the indictment or the, you know, he's getting a shout out from Rob Dyke. And I'm here for it. So Rob's here for it. I hope you all check. No, I got to, I got to do my Rob, to read this. If anybody don't know who Rob Dyke is, he's a has-been true crime YouTuber. I'm going to read it. Justin and his band, Tala, released a new music video, and it's insane. To see how far they've come in such a short time, this isn't typical growth. It's crazy, and I'm here for it. I hope you'll check it out, because they're only getting bigger. So, apparently this half of fag's going to be as big as the Beatles. Apparently, that's what Rob says. Someone told me, Christina told me that she'd heard rumors that Rob Dyke was addicted to drugs or whatever, and that's why he hasn't been posting. And I'm going to tell you right now that the reason he hasn't been posting is because he's had to get a day job, because they don't give you any money from YouTube anymore. And Rob Dyke's game was, and I'm going to go on a tangent here, so you'll excuse me. Rob Dyke's game was, is even on Patreon, if you read his Patreon, he says, I have a staff of 8 to 10 people working full-time for you to make true crime content. So he set himself up. Now, if you know what Rob Dyke does and you know the business, to have 8 or 10 people doing it, especially Rob Dyke, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's like criminally fisted. It's like, there's no way you'd need that many people. It doesn't take, for what I do, you need a lot of people. But the reality is I can only do it myself because, you know, I mean, 8 or 10 people is a small television company. You know, some companies are 8 or 10 people. So what he did was he would always make favors for people. He'd always say, you know, come and edit my video. So he'll get these school leavers that people just got out of school, and he'll say, you know, come and edit my video, and then I'll give you a shout out. So he'll get free labor to edit his video, and then he'll start them out, and then they'll, you know, suddenly they'll get 10,000 people or 20,000 or whatever. And that's how he did it. Now, unfortunately, the perimeters of YouTube have changed so much that people are caught on to Robbie Boy. So he'd keep all the money himself, and he would get these people to work for free. But now, YouTube has changed so much, it's just not giving any money. So there's nothing, so people just, no thanks. And they're on to him. Rumors, you know, rumors travel, and people just catch on, and they just say, ah, no, fuck you. So now, because, you know, he calls himself a writer, but if you look at the credits of what he does, he's never written anything. Never. Nothing. Nada. Diddly squat. There's nothing. He's never written anything. So he calls himself a writer. So he'll always say, I'm writing my book. If you donate $100, you know, if you give me $100, I will send you the first chapter of my book. You know, he's writing a book. Apparently a true crime novel. Never happened. You know, never happened. He said he was voicing Game of Thrones for Sony PlayStation. Never happened. You know, because that's what big multimedia companies that have billions and billions of dollars do. They say, you know, well, let's see, you know, we're doing this new Game of Thrones for Sony PlayStation 4 or 5 or whatever it is that it's on. Who should we get? You know, who should we get? Should we, you know, should we get the guy who played Jon Snow? You know, should we get, you know, should we get that girl from the Avengers? You know, what about the guy from the Avengers, that young up-and-coming kid, you know, because we got $1 million in the budget. No, hey, I got an idea. Let's get Rob Dyke. Let's get Rob.
Hey, everybody, here comes the Daywalkers. Aren't they splendiferously murderous? Run for your lives!
You know, it's like my nan used to say, 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag. 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag. But yeah, so he's not addicted to drugs. He's just fucking doing a day job. We all gotta do them. I mean, maybe I'm gonna have to quit and do a day job. Because you can only sustain yourself for so long, you know. I mean, at least I'm lucky that I can do everything myself. You know, I can edit. I can voice. I can do those things. And I learned very on in the industry that I'm in, is as a survival, you know, for surviving, you gotta do it all. You know, like I used to get a call maybe last minute from my agent, and she'd say, you know, they're doing a car commercial in the Bahamas. And I'm like, oh, wow. And they need a director. Oh, wow. But they need someone to edit as well. Someone who can just edit the car commercial and the rushes in the hotel room after the shoot. And at that time, you know, directors never edited. But me, I was like, yeah, sure. Fuck yeah. And, you know, and I get the job because of it. You know, and so it pays to be able to be multi-talented. Or, you know, I don't even want to say the word talented, but because I wouldn't go as far as saying I'm a talented. But it's just to have different abilities, you know what I mean? Because that's how you're employable. And then it really turned. The tide turned. Because for everything that MTV wanted you to do, they wanted you to also shoot it. And a lot of directors didn't shoot. A lot of directors, well, I just direct. I just tell the cameraman what to do. And then I was like, oh, I'll do it. And then suddenly I'd be out shooting. And then suddenly you'd be shooting and then editing. And then suddenly you weren't just a director, you'd be a producer and an editor. And if you're a producer and an editor, which is what I do now, they call you a predator, which is pretty cool. I like that name. It's called a predator. Anyways, I gabbed enough. I got to go out on a mission to seek toilet paper. That's my mission for today. You know, if the government are going to be coming and knocking on our doors and making us bend over, at least I want to be clean. Anyways, this is Deadbug saying I'm out of here, and everybody have a good day.